Even though Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is being coy about his political future, there's a widening view in Springfield that he'll seek a third term. But there's also a question about whether he should seek re-election, if he's also eyeing a 2028 bid for the White House. Dave McKinney has more.
For much of the past year, Pritzker's played a cat-and-mouse game about whether he'd seek re-election in 2026. Consider last August. Pritzker was in a Loop Hotel ballroom, talking about his longevity in office with Illinois delegates to the Democratic National Convention.
It seems crazy, but it's true that when I serve out just the end of this second term, I will be the longest-serving Democratic governor in the history of Illinois.
9 months later, Pritzker is still noncommittal about seeking a third term. At one point last month, Pritzker even told reporters it was a possibility he might not run again. But at least one top ally, Illinois House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch, believes the governor will seek a third term.
I can only go on what I see. And what I see is someone who's had a very successful two terms as governor and appears to look like he still enjoys the job. You know, so my sense, just from observing him, is that he's going to run for re-election as governor of Illinois.
But should Pritzker seek re-election? There's a growing sense the governor is leaning toward a 2028 presidential bid. He's been upping his national profile as an effective Democratic attack dog against Republican President Donald Trump. And as recently as last month, Pritzker refused to categorically rule out a White House run. But political strategist David Axelrod, who helped engineer Barack Obama's winning presidential campaigns, says Pritzker should think hard about seeking re-election if he's also thinking about the White House.
First of all, third terms are notoriously perilous. Things that can go wrong tend to go wrong in third terms.
Budgets could implode, an embarrassing gaffe or scandal could happen, or there could be some unforeseen calamity to raise questions about a governor's leadership.
You know, if your attention is divided between running for president, which is a hellacious job in itself, and dealing with crises at home, that is a very difficult balance to strike.
Axelrod says if Pritzker genuinely harbors presidential ambitions, he would benefit more by traveling the country, interacting with voters, and listening than seeking re-election as governor.
It would enrich him as a candidate and give him a head start. So you have to balance the risks and rewards of each decision. And in my view, the risks of running again are greater than the possible rewards.
Pete Giangreco is another Democratic political strategist with extensive experience with winning presidential campaigns. Like Axelrod, Giangreco warns Pritzker may be putting himself and the state at a unique risk if, as a presidential candidate, he's bashing Trump. The president hasn't been shy about retaliating against his perceived enemies.
If you have a guy at 1600 Pennsylvania who wakes up every morning trying to figure out how to screw Illinois because the governor said something, to me, that's like a new dynamic that no one's ever seen before. You can do one or the other. You can govern or you can run for president.
Giangreco says the stakes are too high to do both and that the governor has amassed a strong record already that will play well nationally. But another Pritzker ally, Democratic Senate President Don Harmon, says he hopes Pritzker does appear again on Illinois' ballot next year.
I certainly hope he'll consider running for re-election. I know that there's work left to do. And if the nation calls after that, we can certainly find a way to have that conversation in Springfield.
Harmon believes Pritzker could handle being both a sitting governor and a presidential candidate if he opts for that route. The governor's campaign says he'll make his re-election decision known in the coming months.
This is Dave McKinney.